कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण
सभी लोग बोलिए
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, एवरीवन प्लीज, हरे कृष्णा Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauritvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye वांछा कल्पतरुर्भ्यश्च पासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir for our weekly Sunday feast program. So today, last week was very eventful. We had several important days in the Vaishnava calendar of Vaman Mahadwadashi and then the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then several other occasions. And yesterday was Bhadra Purnima, which is considered as the day, very auspicious for the performance of the charity of Srimad Bhagavatam. So taking that as a cue, I am going to make an attempt here to speak about this book called Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm going to speak from Padma Puran about the specific significance and the mahatmya of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhadra month is also, according to the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that Bhadra month is the month when Shukdev Goswami completed speaking the Bhagavatam also. It's a very, very auspicious time of the year. So Vyasadev, he, being a literary incarnation of Sri Hari, he penned down all the Vedic scriptures beginning from the four Vedas. Initially there was just one Veda called Yajurveda. He divided that one Yajurveda into four, for the ease of understanding for the people of Kali Yuga. Because Kali Yuga people live in a very fast-paced world, but spiritually they are very slow to understand. Right? Very slow to understand what is. Srila Prabhupada was in 26 Second Avenue, and in initial days he would give a lecture and he would tell them that how you are not this material body, you are a soul. And all the hippies thought that he is talking about himself. Prabhupada is not the body. But as far as I am concerned, I am definitely my body. Right? No doubts about it. So people are very slow to understand. Manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. Very slow, very lazy to understand a spiritual subject matter. Considering that, Vyasadeva actually compiled the Vedic scriptures and divided one Yajurveda into four, wrote 108 Upanishads, then 18 Puranas, 18 Upapuranas, and then he wrote Itihasa. Itihasa is basically Mahabharata that he wrote. And after compiling all of that, he was still morose. And that is the time, upon the instruction of Narad Muni, he re-edited Srimad Bhagavatam to specifically glorify the pastimes of Sri Krishna. So in the Vedic system, the Vedic scriptures, it is explained that how they are divided into three categories according to the modes of material nature. Satogun, Rajogun and Tamogun, and especially the Puranas. Right? So Puranas are basically, the difference between Purana and Itihas is, Purana is the stories of kings and great personalities from the past, and it is all collected around a central theme. That's a Puran. So the description of different time zones, different kings compiled together, that is Purana. And itihas is description of one specific family or a person. So Ramayana and Mahabharata is like itihas, because Ramayana is about Lord Ramachandra, Mother Sita. Mahabharata is about Pandavas and Kauravas. So that's an itihas. So there's a difference between Purana and itihas. So the 18 Puranas are categorized amongst three different modes of material nature: Satogun, Tamogun and Rajogun. So people in the mode of goodness, they generally refer to these six Puranas called Padma Puran, Sri Vishnu Puran, Narada Puran, Varaha Puran, Garuda Puran and Srimad Bhagavat Puran. And Suta Goswami in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam is giving the description of the length of each of these Puranas. Like Padma Puran has 55,000 shlokas. Right? वो गीता 700 श्लोक वाली गीता नहीं पढ़ी जाती है प्रभु जी और भयभीत मत करो पद्म पुराण है 55,000 श्लोकस विष्णु पुराण है 23,000 नारद पुराण है 25,000 वराह पुराण है 24,000 गरुड़ पुराण है 19,000 भागवतम है 18,000 सो सबसे छोटे वाला लिया है हमने जस्ट कंसीडरिंग द कंडीशन ऑफ पीपल इन कलयुग. And the total of all these verses put together is 164,000. Then people in Rajogun, they generally read Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Markandeya Puran. Padhne ko to kabhi milega nahi, kam se kam naam to pata hona chahiye. Hai ki nahi? Kyunki Bombay mein to sab kuch, Kaliyug bada mahaan hai. Bombay mein Trivedi Chaturvedi ka matlab hi badal jata hai. Right? Vedi matlab platform. त्रिवेदी मतलब जो तीसरे नंबर के प्लेटफॉर्म से ट्रेन पकड़ता हो रोज. एंड सो मेनी टाइम्स यू नो वी सिट इन टैक्सी और टैक्सी में बैठने पे वो बोलेगा अरे महाराज हम भी ब्राह्मण हैं. एंड देन ही विल पुल आउट हिज थ्रेड राइट व्हिच ही नेवर चेंज सिंस द टाइम इट वाज देयर ऑन हिज बॉडी राइट. एंड देन वी ऑफर हिम एक्स्ट्रा मनी टू स्टे क्वाइट. मैं तो 10 रुपए ज्यादा लगे चुप चुप बैठ चुप अपनी पुराण मत सुना. So, Bhavishya Puran, Brahma Puran and Vaman Puran and all these Puranas put together, they have 73,500 verses. Theek hai na? Satogun wale logo ke liye kitna tha? 164,000. Rajogun walo ko? 73.5. Kyun? Baitha nahi jata sunne ko? Right? Katha sunne baithe, WhatsApp chalu, Facebook chalu, Twitter chalu, jaise desh chala rahe ho. Hai ki nahi? इतना तो मोदी जी भी बिजी नहीं रहते होंगे जितने हमारे श्रोतागण रहते हैं कभी कभी बिजी राइट. एक घंटे की कथा में 42 बार फोन चेक करता आदमी राइट. पता नहीं क्या हो गया घर पे, पता नहीं क्या बम फट गया राइट. सो पीपल इन रजोगुण दे आर वेरी रेस्टलेस. छोटा किया उसको, बड़े सोच समाज मतलब विचार करके सब किया गया है. सही नहीं ऐसे व्यासदेव को खुन्नस है, इतने बड़े बड़े शास्त्र लिख दिया हमें परेशान करने को. व्यासदेव के घर में खटपट चल रही थी इसलिए अपनी फ्रस्ट्रेशन निकाली हमें परेशान. नो, इट अ वेरी हैप्पी फैमिली लाइफ राइट. वेरी क्यूट सन कॉल्ड सुखदेव गोस्वामी, वेरी नाइस फैमिली राइट. देन मोड ऑफ इग्नोरेंस इज कूर्म पुराण, मत्स्य पुराण, लिंग पुराण, स्कंद पुराण, शिव पुराण एंड अग्नि पुराण. एंड दिस नंबर पुट टूगेदर इज 1,62,000 समथिंग, 500 समथिंग. So, इसका भी ज्यादा है रजोगुण वाला, क्योंकि तमोगुण वाला भी आराम से बैठ जाता है क्लास में राइट. और संडे फीस्ट इज मोस्ट डेडली, क्या दोपहर को होती है, थका बहरा आदमी आए थोड़ा कोना ढूंढ के, थोड़ा कमर लगा के, एसी चालू ही है राइट तो उसको सिर्फ दो श्लोक याद सुनते हैं, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय और महाप्रसादे गोविंदे. बीच में क्या हो गया मुझसे मत पूछो राइट राइट. बट ये भी एक लीला है, मतलब एक लीला नहीं कह सकते हैं बट एक प्रकार का अनुभव है लोगों को जब हरि कथा में आते हैं तो पहले पहले कुछ साल नींद आती है. क्यों? क्योंकि चिंता मुक्त हो जाता आदमी. जब आदमी चिंता मुक्त होता है तो नींद आती है अच्छी खासी, है कि नहीं? व्हेन आई वाज इन बीटेक टाइम यू नो आई स्टार्टेड डूइंग प्रीचिंग द फोर्थ ईयर आई थॉट आई विल डू प्रीचिंग. सो मैं पहली बार पुस्तक दिया किसी को गीता, अपने एक कॉलेज मेट को, कि भगवद गीता पढ़ो. और तो After 7 days he came back to me, he said, I am thank you so much. मैंने कहा क्या हो गया? कह रहा आपने जो बुक दी उसने मेरी सबसे बड़ी समस्या का समाधान कर दिया. आई वॉज वेरी इनकरेज. अरे वाह यार, तो धमाल हो गया. पहला प्रचार, राइट? प्रचार बोला है मैंने. हाँ, पहला प्रचार, राइट? कुछ लोग समझ गए. बट तो वो लड़का आया मेरे पास, कह रहे बहुत अच्छा आपने किताब दिया, ऐसा क्या है? मतलब मैंने उसे पूछा, ऐसा क्या लगा आपको अच्छा, यू नो, थोड़ा जानने के लिए जिसे आगे लोगों को बता सके. ही सेड, क्या बताऊं, लास्ट सिक्स मंथ्स आई वॉज स्ट्रगलिंग विद इनसोमनिया प्रॉब्लम. नींद नहीं आती थी रात को मुझे 6 महीने से. कितनी प्रकार की दवाइयां ट्राई किया, कितनी प्रकार की थेरेपी ट्राई किया, नींद आती ही नहीं थी. पर आपने जो किताब दी उसका एक पेज जो पढ़ा मैंने, ऐसी गहरी आई कि 8 घंटे बाद ही खड़ा हुआ मैं. तो मैंने कहा थैंक यू वेरी मच, यू कैन कम बैक टू मी व्हेन यू आर अवेक व्हाइल रीडिंग इट. बट यू नो कलयुगा इज लाइक दैट. सो द टोटल नंबर ऑफ वर्सेस इन ऑल द पुराणास पुट टुगेदर इज 400,000. 4 लाख श्लोक. इसलिए भगवान बड़े करुणामय है. इसलिए महाप्रभु के रूप में आया और बोला बस हरे कृष्णा चैंट कर लो. उसको चैंट करने में नींद आती है अपने को. तो जो सारे पुराण पढ़ने को बोल दिया होता तो काफी घातक सिद्ध हो सकता था, राइट? सो सुखदेव अपर व्यासदेव जी, ही बेसिकली कंपाइल्ड श्रीमद भागवतम. ही इज एक्सप्लेनिंग इट, इज एक्सप्लेनिंग द भागवतम. अनर्थोपशमम साक्षात भक्ति योगम अधोक्षजे लोकस्याजनतो विद्वाम चक्रे सात्वत संहिताम. लोकस्य आजनतो विद्वाम, जब लोग भूल गए, राइट? व्हेन पीपल फॉरगॉट व्हाट इज द रियल पर्पस ऑफ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. लोकस्य आजनतो विद्वांस, उस समय चक्रे सात्वत संहिताम. ही कंपाइल्ड दिस सात्वत संहिता, दिस संहिता विच इज वेरी डियर टू डिवोटीज. चक्रे सात्वत संहिताम, राइट? टू डू वॉट? अनर्थोपशमम साक्षात भक्ति योगम अधोक्षजे, टू रिमाइंड पीपल दैट द ओनली एक्सक्लूसिव सोल्यूशन टू द प्रॉब्लम दैट दे फेस इन देयर लाइफ इज भक्ति. ऑन टू होम? भक्ति योगम ऑन होम? किसकी भक्ति करनी है? माइकल जैक्सन की? जस्टिन बीबर की? किसकी भक्ति करनी है, राइट? अधोक्षजे. अधोक्षज एक्चुअली लिटरली मीन्स, अधोक्षज मीन्स वन हू कैनॉट बी described by composition of words between a to j. Hindi vanmala hoti hai na, yaad to hogi nahi par phir bhi Hindi vanmala hoti hai a se j tak. To a se j tak jo akshar hote hain unse bane hue kisi bhi shabd se jiska vivaran na diya ja sake use adokshaj kaha jata hai. To bhagwan ka adokshaj kaha jata hai, aur wo bhi jo ki bhautik indriyon ke sampark se pare ho, that is adokshaja. भक्ति योगम अधोक्षजे, टू एक्चुअली वंस अगेन रिमाइंड पीपल दैट द ट्रू परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ एंड द सोल्यूशन टू प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ लाइफ इज बेस्ड ऑन हियरिंग अबाउट कृष्णा. नाउ इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू हैव फेथ. हाउ बाय हियरिंग अबाउट कृष्णा माय प्रॉब्लम्स कैन बी सॉल्व्ड? योर प्रॉब्लम्स मे नॉट गेट सॉल्व्ड बट यू विल गेट द एबिलिटी टू टॉलरेट देम. यू नो समटाइम्स व्हेन यू ड्यूरिंग आवर हॉस्टल डेज, यू नो इट्स वेरी यू नो काइंड ऑफ टिपिकल what is the experience we get, that there are no reservation seats available, ghar jana hai, so you somehow latko fai and go, you know, TT ko thoda idhar diya udhar diya jo bhi kiya kuch to karke gaye, aadhi raat idhar soye aadhi raat udhar soye, whatever you do, but you don't mind the troubles of the journey. Why? Why you don't mind the troubles of the journey? Because you know where you are going. You're going to home. That also depends on what, how was the semester result. Right? Semester result में कुछ 2-4 में लटक गए तो पिताजी की बेंत याद आती है, और अगर जो अच्छी तरह पास हुए तो हलवा याद आता है जो मां बनाती है, right? Depends what was the semester result. But why are you able to tolerate the misery of the journey? Because you know the destination. People suffer in this world not just because life is painful, but because they don't know where they're heading. Miseries are acceptable if you actually know, at least know where you are heading. So when we hear Harikatha, we understand that's where we are heading. Okay, I don't mind little bit problem here and there. Right? If you know where you are going, the troubles of the journey can be handled with a peaceful mind. So Maharaj Parikshit, it's a long story, but this is the background in which Bhagavatam is spoken. that Maharaj Parikshit is cursed by the son of Sringirishi. On one day he is hungry, thirsty in the forest. He goes, he enters a hermitage of, Maharaj, our sage Sringi. Sringi is in deep meditation. Maharaj Parikshit gets angry. He picks up a dead snake and puts it around his neck. And this was not a regular affair of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was not like a spoiled brat of Bombay. Right? Bigdi Aulad. Aisa nahi tha. He was very respectful to sages all his life. He was son of Abhimanyu. He was grandson of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Grandson of Arjun. What kind of samskara had been instituted in him? He knew how to respect sages. But the time, the situation, the circumstance was such. He just put a dead snake around this sage who was sleeping. And left. And then the son of the sage, he looked at how my father has been disrespected, and he took that disrespect upon himself, and he started hurling all kind of abuses to all the Kshatriya race. The Kshatriyas, what do they think themselves to be? They just deserve to stay like dogs on the threshold of Brahmana's homes. How dare they even enter here? And do what he has done. See what he has done. He has put a dead snake around my father's neck. Let me curse him. And the Sringimuni's son, without thoughtlessly, he actually used his powers to curse Maharaj Parikshit to die in 7 days. And Maharaj Parikshit was evolved enough to actually understand that this is the will of the Lord. And then he basically spends his last 7 days in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. If you and me come to know we are going to die in 7 days, I don't know where what we will do. Go to Niagara Falls, take a selfie, or mutual fund ko barabar rakho yaar, bachche baad mein pareshan nahi hone chahiye. Pata nahi kya kya karenge hum log. But Parikshit Maharaj was very crystal clear what is the purpose of life. Because illusion means to think the world cannot run without me. Ye jagat jo chal raha hai, ye meri wajah se chal raha hai. Main nahi rahunga to kya hoga desh ka? Bharat ka kya hoga? वही होगा जो पहले हो रहा था तेरे आने से राइट शायद और अच्छा चले
राइट
बट दैट इज इल्यूजन एंड माया इज व्हाट माया क्रिएट्स एक्साइटमेंट इन फॉल्सिटी एंड बोर्डम इन रियलिटी प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड माया क्रिएट्स एक्साइटमेंट इन फॉल्सिटी वो माथेरान जाएगा पर मंदिर नहीं आएगा क्यों माथेरान में बादल है माथेरान में बादल है तो क्या है बादल तो इधर भी नहीं पर वो झाड़ के पीछे बादल है उधर सेल्फी लेने में अच्छा रहेगा माथेरान जाऊंगा बट माया क्रिएट्स एक्साइटमेंट इन फॉल्सिटी एंड बोर्डम इन रियलिटी यहां क्या है ये खड़े हैं कुछ थोड़ा चेंज करो यार हर बार धोती पहन के खड़े होते हैं कुछ ली की जींस ही पहनाया करो कभी कभी या कुछ समर आउटफिट जारा का कुछ स्पेशल अपेरल पहनाओ यार क्या है ये सब और हमेशा मुरली कभी कभी गिटार भी यार कुछ तो चेंज गिटार इज माई फेवरेट ऑल्सो कभी तबला रखो सामने बेचारे दो बंदर बैठे उनके हाथ में तबले ही दे दो कुछ तो करो यार माया विल क्रिएट बोर्डम इन रियालिटी थिंग्स विच आर रियल एंड इटर्नल माया विल मेक यू फील दिस इज बोरिंग एंड थिंग्स विच आर फॉल्स एंड टेम्पररी एंड यू नो फ्रूगल माया विल क्रिएट एक्साइटमेंट इन इट दैट्स हाउ इल्यूजन वर्क्स राइट सो महाराज परीक्षित हियर्स श्रीमद् भागवतम सो आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक about like morning beautiful class Damodar Prabhu was explaining the various kinds of conversations and questions and answers of how the entire Bhagavatam is about question and answers right there is an Upanishad called Prashna Upanishad unme to prashn hai sab uttar bhi hai but how to ask questions in Kali Yuga people forget about answers people don't even know how to ask right questions also Prabhupada is giving a lecture and one fellow came up and he stood up in the center and then he says, Swamiji, why have you kept this soil on your forehead? Tilak ko bula. Ye mitti kyun lagaya? Prabhupada uski taraf dekh ke bole, tune tie kyun pehni hai? To samajh nahi paya tie kyun pehni hai? Usne tie dekhne laga apni. Tie kyun pehni hai? Baaki sawal to acha hai. Tie pehni kyun hai? And he got so bewildered, Prabhupada said, sit down. And he said, ask some relevant questions. Don't ask stupid questions to a guru. By the way, if you don't know why tie is worn, bura mat manna, matlab, apne office mein pehante rehna, but generally in England, when people used to work in cold climate, they would have running noses. Naak behti thi. To bar bar rumal nikalo, pocho, rumal nikalo, pocho, rumal nikalo, pocho. To bada productivity kam ho raha hai na. तुझे गले में कपड़ा बांध दिया, उधर ही कर ले. एंड दैट बिकेम अ वेरी साहिब टाइप ऑफ ट्रेडिशन, राइट? दैट इज, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू गो इन टू डिटेल्स ऑफ अदर एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ कल्चर्स, बट पद्म पुराण उत्तराखंड एक्चुअली एक्सप्लेन्स भागवत महात्म्य इन 6 चैप्टर्स. देयर इज अ कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन शौनकादृश एंड सूत गोस्वामी एट नैमिषारण्य. So Naimisharanya was the place where all these 80,000 sages are sitting with Sudha Goswami and having discussions about how to save the people of this world in future. Right? These days people meet, delegates sometimes come and meet how to kill people. Right? They come how to strategize war, how to strategize a nuclear policies and everything else. But traditionally sages were meant to look after the welfare of people in general. So Shaunakadi Rishi are asking Sudha Goswami at Naimisharanya, Iha ghore kalau prapte jivas cha asurtam gataha klesha klantasya tasyeva shodhane kimparayanam. Kya sadhan hai? Pooch rahe hain wo. Ki in Kaliyuga, in this ghore Kaliyuga, jiva cha asurtam gataha, right? People are generally demoniac in nature. General population Kali Yuga is demonic in nature. Very caring externally, but in their habits they are very demoniac. There are some restaurants in some parts of the world where they have live aquariums. You know, you're like an aquarium. And you can go and pick your choose. You can pick up which fish you want. And they will pull out right in front of you and put that live fish in the frying pan. Imagine what kind of karma accrues. There are some places where human beings currently are also eating human fetus, which is one of the very delicacies it is considered, with salt and pepper. Right? Because jyada masala pet kharab karta hai, isliye sort of salt and pepper. Right? They miss the whole thing, but pay attention to some stupid details. But it is jiva cha asuratam gataha klesha klantasya tasseva shodhane kim parayanam. So Shaunakadi Rishi are asking, please tell us that method by which people can be relieved of all these tribulations. What are the best means to purify those who are troubled by these tribulations? Right? Please, Krishna prapti karam shashvat sadhanam tad vadadhuna. Please tell us that process, that sadhana, which is the best in terms of attaining Krishna. Krishna prapti karam. Please tell us a sadhana which will help people attain Krishna and purify their heart. So, Shruti Goswami is describing and he explains, Kala Vyala Mukha Grasa Trasa Nirnasha Hetave. Right? Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Kalau Kirena Bhashitam. He says, Shukadeva Goswami in the past recited Srimad Bhagavatam in Kaliyuga to destroy the fear of the snake of death. Snake of death, it is watching everybody. See, everybody is manufacturing date is known, right? Date of birth. Expiry date is not known. But it is confirmed. Jatasya dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janna mrityasya cha tasmada pariharyarte natum shochitam arhasi. Krishna is telling Arjun, whoever is born is sure to die again. And whoever dies is supposed to take birth again if they don't make a solution to the cycle of birth and death. And Sudha Goswami is saying that there is no other better method of finding the true purpose of life, being absolved of all the miseries of life, than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Saying, etasmad aparam kinchit mana shuddhaina vidyate. There is no better way of purifying the mind than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmantaret bhavet punyam. So you may say, are aisa hai, to sabko chalu karo Bhagavat. Lagao loudspeaker chaurahe pe. Right? Like they do it in Kumbh Mela. How many of you been to Kumbh Mela in Allahabad? You should visit at least once in your life. Right? And Kumbh Mela mein there is a constant announcement that goes on of Khoya Paya Kendra. Not Bhagavad Shravan. Bhagavad Shravan ka volume kam rehta, Khoya Paya ka jyada zor se rehta. Aur wo chillata rahega. Chunno ki ma! Chunno ko yahan se leke jao. Beta Chunno bolo! Aur Chunno ke aage mic le, mummy! और दिन में 18 घंटे चलता था वो, रात को बस 6 घंटे शांत रहते हैं लोग,
बराबर कंटिन्यूअस, और 700-800 लोग बैठे रहते हैं उधर, और कई लोग तो ऐसे भी आते हैं छोड़ने के उद्देश्य से आते हैं। बड़ा परेशान कर दिया इसने से यहीं छोड़ा। वो तो आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाई द गवर्नमेंट गॉट द आइडिया ऑफ आधार कार्ड, अरे यार सबका बायोमेट्रिक्स लो जिससे पता चले वेर आर दे कम फ्रॉम, बिकॉज अर्लियर द प्रॉब्लम वुड बी आफ्टर कुमेला वुड बी ओवर, पुलिस द गवर्नमेंट वुड सेंड पीपल बेस्ड ऑन देयर डायलेक्ट, विच डायरेक्शन ही मस्ट हैव कम, गेस वर्क, अनुमान प्रमाण, राइट, कि इसका ऐसा डायलेक्ट है, ही वेर किस गांव से आया होगा, एंड दैट बिकॉज दे डोंट इवन नो द नेम ऑफ देयर विलेज, दैट्स हाउ लाइक सम पीपल आर सो इनोसेंट, बट यू नो loud sounds is going on. So can we relate Srimad Bhagavatam like that? So Sudh Goswami is saying, Janmantare bhavet punyam tatha bhagavatam labhet. After accumulating pious deeds for millions of lifetimes, tatha janmantare bahut jivan ka punya kamane ke paschat hi bhagavatam ka sparsh aur shravan karne ka mauka prapt hota hai, avsar prapt hota hai. खाली पैसा दे के भागवत नहीं खरीद सकते हैं, नीचे काउंटर लगा हुआ है खरीद सकते हैं, बट आपको इसी प्रेरणा ही नहीं आएगी, आपको लगेगा इसमें क्यों टाइम पास करने का, पैसा इतना पैसा क्यों डालने का इसमें, राइट, लेट मी परचेज हैरी पॉटर का सीरीज, राइट, बट भागवतम इज एक्सट्रीमली प्योर एंड इट इज obtained after accumulating pious activities for many lifetimes. And Sudh Goswami is telling a story to Shaunakadi Rishi. He said, once upon a time, when Shukadeva Goswami is beginning to describe Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, so some of the demigods come with a pot of nectar and they tell Shukadeva Goswami, aap ek kaam karo, ye amrit Parikshit ko pila do, usko takshak kaatega, tension nahi, wo bhi jiyega, aur ye Bhagavat hame pila do. एक्सचेंज ऑफर, भागवत हमें पिला दो और अमृत परीक्षित को पिला दो. एंड सुखदेव गोस्वामी लाफ्स एट देम, ही सेड यू स्टूपिड फेलोस, स्टूपिड नहीं बोला था, मतलब थोड़ा बंबई में आके आ जाता है वो सब, बट ही सेड मूर्ख, यू डोंट नो द ग्लोरी ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम, हाउ कैन यू कंपेयर अ डायमंड टू ब्रोकन पीसेस ऑफ ग्लास, वेयर इज द एलिक्सर ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम एंड वेयर इज दिस मंडेन अमृत, राइट, पूरा सेल्फ वर्थ को हनन कर दिया वो डेमीगॉड्स का सब, उनको अमृत पर डाउट हो गया होगा उसे सब सुनने के पश्चात, राइट, ये वाकई काम का है, इसे नाली में डालना है, क्या करना चाहिए, राइट, बट ट्रूथ इज लाइक दैट, यू नो, ट्रूथ क्रिएट्स सेल्फ डाउट एंड दैट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, समटाइम्स यू नीड टू हैव, यू नीड टू डाउट व्हाट यू बिलीव इन, अनलेस यू अदरवाइज यू डोंट मूव वेयर यू सपोज टू बी. सो सुध गोस्वामी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट दिस इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम, वंस अपॉन अ टाइम ब्रह्माजी बिकेम वेरी एस्टोनिश्ड, अरे महाराज परीक्षित डिड दिस just by hearing Bhagavat Katha, he got delivered and attained Vaikuntha. How is it? Simply by performing this one act of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he can attain such an exalted state. So Brahmaji ko bhi doubt hota hai upar, right? But Brahmaji has ways of clarifying his doubts. So Brahmaji kept all the means of liberation and process of purification on one side of the scale, and he kept Srimad Bhagavatam on the other side of the scale. And since this is a class on Bhagavat Mahatmya, of course the Bhagavatam was heavy. Bhagavatam tilted the whole scale and Brahmaji is surprised. All the sages are surprised about seeing the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sudh Goswami at that time begins to narrate the story of how Narad Muni once heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his elder brothers, the four Kumaras. And he's reciting the story of how four Kumaras once met Narad Muni in Badrik Ashram, and if they found Narad Muni to be very morose, very sad, very low. And bhaiyon ne bhai se pucha, kya hua bhai? Kya samasya hai? Veena nahi bajri dhang se? Ya koi aur achha veena bajane wala aa gaya? What exactly is your problem? What exactly is your trouble? And Narad Muni is explaining his problem. And look at his problem. प्रॉब्लम का भी लेवल देखो, लुक एट आवर प्रॉब्लम, व्हाट इज आवर प्रॉब्लम, मतलब वो हलवा कम डाला मेरी प्लेट में, वो आगे वाली में ज्यादा डाला था, मेरे को बोला चलो चलो, ऐसे थोड़ी होता है, एवरीबॉडी शुड बी इक्वल, नो प्रभु जी, मंदिर में भी भेदभाव होता है, ये ठीक बात नहीं है प्रभु जी, सबको समान होना चाहिए, राइट, लुक एट आवर प्रॉब्लम, दैट्स व्हाई ही कीप्स स्माइलिंग स्टैंडिंग, You come and tell your problem, he keeps smiling because wahi purani teri chal rahi hai tape. Right? Traditional problems, problem ye, problem wo, bachcho ko problem hota hai, exam aa rahe hain, phir problem hota hai, exam chalega, result aa raha hai. Right? You know, it's very confusing. It's not easy to be God. Don't try also. But the point is, you know, you see a long queue outside a petrol pump. Why people are standing? To get petrol, na? Confusion which? Kisi ko koi confusion nahi hai. Sari itti 2 kilometer ki line, sabko pata hai petrol lene aaye hum yahan. Na baatne wale ko confusion, na lene wale ko confusion. Sabko clear hai. You go outside a restaurant, long queue. Why everybody has assembled? Eat. They have not come to dance there. They have come to eat. So the waiter ko bhi pata hai khane aaya hai aur aane wale ko pata hai khane aaya hu. No confusion. You look at a line outside the temple and you go and ask everybody. Everybody will have a different answer. Kyun aaye bhai? Naukri chahiye. Dusra soch kyun aaya? Naukri lag gayi, boss ko change karana hai. Right. Boss pareshan kar raha hai bahut. Acha, boss acha hai, naukri hai par chhokri nahi mil rahi hai. Acha. उसके बाद एक बहुत बड़ी लंबी लाइन मिलती है कि ये कौन है, इन सबको सब हो गए, नौकरी मिल गई, छोकरी मिली, इसलिए खड़े हुए यहां पे. लाइन लंबी है, समस्या का समाधान ही नहीं हो रहा. लुक एट द लेवल ऑफ प्रॉब्लम दैट वी हैव. चिन्नीगिरी, ईएमआई प्रॉब्लम, दिस प्रॉब्लम, दैट प्रॉब्लम है, बट लुक एट द लेवल ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम. नारद मुनि इज टेलिंग हिज प्रॉब्लम, प्रॉब्लम सुनकर हमें कॉम्प्लेक्स आ जाएगा. सो नारद मुनि इज सेइंग, आई वेंट टू वृंदावन. And in Vrindavan, on the banks of Yamuna, he saw this beautiful young girl. And in front of him, two old men were sleeping, as if unconscious. And this young girl was weeping bitterly. So I went and says, Bala, why are you crying so much? And she stood up, you know, joined her hands, and she started explaining, Oh, great sage Narad Muni, you have come. It is my good fortune, by the will of providence, by the grace of Sri Hari, I have got your audience. Now I know my problem is solved. Please listen to me. And she's telling, I am Bhakti Devi. And these two sons, these two young old men who are lying, are not supposed to be old, they are supposed to be young. They are Gyan and Vairagya. Mere bacche. I was born in Dravida Desh. Then I traveled to Karnataka, I was nourished and I flourished. In Maharashtra, I was respected. This is Padma Puran saying, I'm not saying. When I went to Gujarat, I was neglected. Aur aage ka to bola hi nahi, UP pe ka to bataya hi nahi. Bada khatarnak pradesh hai, bahut khatarnak. Dono Ram Krishna dono UP mein aaye. Dono ko nahi choda, dono ko bahar bhaga diya. Ram ji ko bhej diya vanvas, Krishna ji ko bhej diya Dwarka mein. UP is deadly. Right. यूपी से ही हूं इसलिए बता रहा हूं, यूपी इज डेडली. राइट, उचित दूरी बनाए रखे. इट्स लाइक बट लवली पीपल, बट दे हैव देयर फ्लेवर. सो भक्ति देवी सेइंग, इन गुजरात आई वाज निग्लेक्टेड एंड देयरफॉर ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य बिकेम इनिशिएटेड बिकॉज ऑफ द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ कली, एंड वी हैव नाउ कम हियर टू, व्हेन वी एंटर्ड वृंदावन बिकॉज ऑफ द ग्रेस ऑफ वृंदावन आई गॉट रिजुविनेटेड. बट ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य, दे आर स्टिल अनकॉन्शियस ऑन द वर्ज ऑफ डेथ, बट द ग्रेस ऑफ वृंदावन एटलीस्ट दे आर ब्रीदिंग. And their hairs have become like, you know, white like a duck. Maa ke saamne bachche ke baal safed ho jaye, kitna dard hota hai. Aajkal to safed hone ki naubat hi nahi aati. Udi jaate hain. Samasya ka samadhan. Right? I know one of my devotee friends who is into hair transplant. Matlab, wo baal lagata hai sabke. Maine kaha to nahi ka competitor ho gaya. The barber cuts, you have plants, what exactly is happening? This plantation I never heard, that you can plant hairs also. But Bhakti is saying, all my, both these sons are, you know, in such a plight. And she's saying, I have been so much disrespected in this land. I'm not happy here. And she's saying, Idam isthanam parityajya videsham gamyate maya. In future, I will leave this place and travel to foreign lands. Padma Puran is saying this. And the word that is being used is, in Sanskrit, it is a passive voice. It is called gamyate. Gamyate means, someone will carry me. Not I will walk. Someone will carry me to Videsh. And who is that? His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So Padma Puran, actually Bhakti Devi herself is saying this declaration. Then Narad Muni begins to diagnose her problem. And he's saying, beta, you are weak and morose because of the influence of Kali. Natvamapi sutaik sakam kopi pashyati sampratam upekshita anuragan dhair jarjaratvena samstita. Everyone is neglecting you and your two sons. Gyan, Vairagya and Bhakti are neglected by people of Kali. Why? Because they are blinded. Upekshita. Why are they doing your upeksha? Anurag andher. Pagal ho gaye, madmat ho gaye. Kiske liye? Indriya bhog ki lalsa se. Bhag rahe ho udhar udhar. Anurag andher is using the word. Jar jaratvena samstita. Therefore you have become very decrepit. You become very, very weak and fragile. And Bhakti is saying, Are Kali is the problem. Why did Parikshit Maharaj allow this fellow, yaar? Samasya nahi thi. You call us here on a nice Sunday afternoon, put nice AC, nice kirtan, and then start giving us gali. Ki you are all distracted people, you are frustrated people. Hamari kya galti hai? Batao. Problem kisne kari hai sab? Kaliyug ki problem hai na? Kaliyug kyu phaila? Wo Maharaj Parikshit. उधर ही उसको कर देते काम खत्म उधर ही खत्म हो जाता हम सब साधु होते संत होते इतना सब समस्या नहीं होता सो भक्ति इज सेइंग व्हाई डिड परीक्षित महाराज अलाउ कली टू फ्लरिश व्हाई डिडंट ही जस्ट रिप्रिमांड हिम व्हाई डिडंट ही जस्ट चैस्टाइज हिम एट दैट टाइम व्हाई डिड द मोस्ट मर्सीफुल लॉर्ड टॉलरेट इरिलीजन प्लीज एक्सप्लेन एंड नारद मुनि इज आस्क्स एक्सप्लेनिंग यत फलम नास्ति तपसा ना योगेन समाधिना तत फलम लभते सम्यक कलौ केशव कीर्तनात Actually, the age of Kali is a great blessing. Why? Because what could not be achieved by the great performance of mystic yoga, what could not be experienced and attained by the great performance of austerities for thousands of years, great charity, great feats of karma kanda rituals, can all be attained very easily by what? Kalau Keshava Kirtanat, by the beautiful glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the chanting of His holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Narad Muni is saying, my dear Bhakti, you are the only way of liberation in this age of Kali. Kalautu kevalam bhaktir brahma sayujya karini. You are the only one because of which people will actually attain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Earlier people could have tried many other means, but in Kali Yuga there is no other way but you. And therefore you are extremely dear to Lord Hari, and therefore the Lord Hari has manifested you. Therefore do not get discouraged. And once you approach the Lord with folded hands and asked Him, what should I do? When you were manifested by the Lord, you went and asked the Lord, what should I do? And the Lord told you what? Go and nourish my devotees. Poshanam. Go and nourish my devotees, Bhakti Devi. That is your role. And Narad Muni is saying, he is giving a declaration. Kalina sadrsha kopi yugo nasti varanane. O lotus faced one, there is no other yuga like Kali Yuga. Right? Like you go and tell, there is no better place to live than Arthur Road Jail. Kya hai yaar, yahan pe roz kode pad rahe hain, Arthur Road Jail. Khud to Malabar Hill mein reh rahe hain, hame bol rahe hain, Arthur Road Jail bade. What is this? It's exactly like that happening. So he's saying, Kalina sadrsha kopi yugo nasti varanane. Aisa to yug hua hi nahi aaj tak. Why? Tasmin tvam sthapayishyami gehe gehe jane jane. Why? Because in this age of Kali, sthapayishyami gehe gehe ghar ghar mein jane jane har vyakti ke hriday mein kya hoga? Tumhari sthapna hogi. Tum sab jagah phailogi is Kali Yuga mein. Sab ke hridayon mein, sab ke ghar mein. सुन के विश्वास नहीं होता है कि नहीं पर ये नारद मुनि का शब्द है पद्म पुराण में इट हैज टू कम ट्रू सो ही सेइंग कली जनरली मींस एन एज ऑफ क्वारल एंड हिपोक्रेसी बट इट आल्सो इंडिकेट्स एन एज इन विच द लॉर्ड इज वेरी इजीली अवेलेबल सो व्हाट इज दैट कम कृष्णम लाति ददाति इति कली ही व्हेन कृष्णा बिकम्स इजिली एक्सेसिबल ही मेक्स हिमसेल्फ इजिली एक्सेसिबल इन दिस एज ऑफ कली युग Right? That is His kind mercy. And then Narad Muni is highly spirited. And he takes a vow. Anya dharmam stiraskritya puraskritya mahotsavan tada naham harirdaso loke tvam na parvartaye Bhaktil, he listened to my vow. If I do not preach your message,
and subdue all other religions and make devotional festivals predominant. Tada naham harir daso, I will not be considered the servant of Lord Hari.
यदि मैंने इस प्रतिज्ञा का पालन नहीं किया तो मैं भगवान का दास कहलाने योग्य नहीं हूं. ये मेरी प्रतिज्ञा है कि पूरे विश्व में, पूरे ब्रह्मांड में मैं तुम्हारी स्थापना करूंगा इस कलयुग के समय में, और भगवान से संबंधित सभी प्रकार के उत्सवों का को प्रख्यात करूंगा. ही सेइंग, नारद मुनि सेइंग इन पद्म पुराण.
एंड हियरिंग दैट भक्ति बिकम्स वेरी हैप्पी एंड देन भक्ति सेड लेट्स गेट बैक टू द बिजनेस.
वाव वाव तो हो गए काफी, बच्चे सो रहे हैं, इन्हें जगाओ पहले.
सो नारद मुनि सेड नो प्रॉब्लम. सो नारद फेल्ट वेरी कंपैशनेट एंड ही बिगिंस टू अटेम्प्ट्स टू वेक अप ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य. सो जनरली हाउ डू यू वेक अप पीपल?
बेटा उठो, राइट? देयर आर वेरियस वेज ऑफ वेकिंग अप पीपल. पहले जेंटल हाथ लगता है, फिर थोड़ा थप्पड़ लगता है, तब भी नालायक नहीं उठता है तो अन्य प्रकार के द्रव्यों की सहायता ली जाती है, पानी फेंका जाता है, बहुत कुछ किया जाता है, राइट?
सो ही स्टार्टेड शेकिंग हिम विद हिज हैंड एंड आचार्य इज सेइंग व्हेन ही शुक ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य विद हिज हैंड दे डिड नॉट वेक अप बिकॉज दैट इंडिकेटेड शेकिंग विद हैंड इंडिकेटेड कर्म योग. And how in Kali Yuga, Jnana and Vairagya cannot be instigated simply by the performance of Karma Yoga. Then what did Narada Muni do? He put his mouth to their ears and he started saying, Oh Jnana, wake up! Oh Vairagya, wake up! Beta, utho!
Uthi nahi rahe.
So Shastras are saying, this is the performance of initiation ceremony. How simply by the performance of initiation ceremony, Jnana and Vairagya does not come. Right? Just because you have attained mantra, matlab kya? Right? Sikandar ban gaya kya? No. The process has to be followed still. So Jnana and Vairagya did not wake up still. Then, he chanted all Vedic mantras, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad. He recited Bhagavad Gita again and again. So unke depression ho jayega, but he actually recited Bhagavad Gita again and again. And with great difficulty, they were revived. Thoda sa hosh aya. You know, jo bahut gehri neend hota, kaise jagte hain log? Wo badi critical situation hoti hai wo. वो दो चार मिनट जो होती है ना, जगते जगते, एंड ही कैन एक्चुअली फॉल बैक इनटू डीप स्लंबर. सो एज दे वर ट्राइंग टू बी रिवाइव्ड बट ओवरकम बाय लिथार्जी, दे यॉन्ड एंड दे अगेन फेल बैक टू डीप स्लीप. सो यू नो लिथार्जी एंड यॉनिंग ऑफ ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य इंडिकेट दैट वन कैन गेट ओनली मीगर अमाउंट ऑफ नॉलेज बाय सिंपल रेसिटेशन ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर्स. जस्ट लाइक पैरट लाइक रेसिटेशन विल ओनली गिव यू मिनिमल अमाउंट ऑफ नॉलेज विच विल हेल्प डेवलप ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य. They do not make one's consciousness crystal clear. Still there is hazy. Narad Muni was perplexed. I have used everything that I knew. How do I wake up Jnana and Vairagya now? And at that time there is a voice in the sky which told them, Narad Muni, very soon they will be revived when you complete a noble act. And what that noble act you will have to find from some sage. And they did not reveal which sage. Right? Generally Vedic scriptures keep some enigma like that. So Narad Muni started moving around all over the holy places. He told Bhakti Devi, I'm going to come back very soon. Make sure the boys are still alive. I'll get the, you know, right medicine and then find it. And he started traveling to all the holy places. He went to Kashi, he went to Prayag, he went to Banaras, he went to Haridwar, he went to all the holy places. Went and asked all kind of sages and sadhus, please tell us how Jnana and Vairagya can be revived. Most people didn't have the answer. Some people were thinking, if Narad Muni does not know, who am I to tell him? Yes or no? Who am I to tell him? And then some people were shying away from Narad Muni. Some people were hiding. Humse na pooch le bas. Nahi, nahi, hume nahi batana kuch, right? I would run away from there. And Narad Muni was not able to find an answer. He could understand because the influence of Kali people were actually losing potency and clarity. And then Narad Muni went to Badrikashram, hoping that here I'll get an answer. And as he's sitting in Badrikashram, four Kumaras appear. And four Kumaras, so that was the flashback. Flashback se wapas, screen abhi idhar aa gaya. Four Kumaras discussing with Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is telling that, please tell me how Jnana and Vairagya can be revived. And they very simply answer. He said, answer is very simple. I don't know why you are so confused. And he said, just by hearing the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya will be nourished. This will relieve all their misery. And they give an example. It's like, just like, Pralayam hi gamishyanti Srimad Bhagavata dhvane Kali dosha ime sarve simma shabdat vrika iva. Just like when lion roars, wolves flee in fear. Similarly, when Bhagavatam is recited, all the vicious quality of Kali Yuga are destroyed. Jnana and Vairagya are in that situation because of the vicious qualities of Kali Yuga. Just describes Shrimad Bhagavatam. And Narada Muni is asking, Are? Vedic, you know, I have tried to awaken Jnana and Vairagya by chanting so many Vedas and Upanishads. Isn't it Shrimad Bhagavatam just the essence of the Vedas? So what difference is that? And then four Kumaras are saying, yes, it is the essence of Vedas, but it is also the fruit of Vedic literatures. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam shukmukhad amrit dravya samyutam. He said, just like the sweetness of the tree pervades throughout the tree, but you can taste it only through the fruit. Just like ghee pervades throughout milk, but it has to be churned for milk to come out. Just like sugar pervades throughout the sugar cane, but it has to be crushed to pull it out. Similarly, the essence of Vedic literature is manifest in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore it is the ripened fruit. And if you recite Srimad Bhagavatam, very soon Jnana and Vairagya will actually be revived in their consciousness. And four Kumaras, they then started telling, Are Narad Muni, how did you forget when your disciple Vyasdev was into depression and lamentation? What did you tell him? You went and explained Srimad Bhagavatam to him and he was happy. How could you forget that? You have done that in the past. Just recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And Narad Muni, out of his humility, is telling the four Kumaras, I would like to hear from you. So then the four Kumaras say that, you know, they organize a nice festival of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam on the banks of Ganga in Haridwar at Anandaghat, which is called Sapta Srota. A couple of years back on our Brahmachari Yatra, we had gone to that spot, Sapta Srota, where, Saptarishi, some place is there, where there is seven rishis, where Ganga divided herself into seven streams for the seven sages. And said that Anandaghat, it's very peaceful, let us go and all settle there. So when four Kumaras went there with Narad Muni to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, it became a cosmic news without Facebook, without Twitter, without Snapchat, without WhatsApp, without Telegram, without LinkedIn, without YouTube. It became a cosmic news. And sages from all over the universe started assembling. Pulastya was coming, Vashishtha was coming, Angira was coming. All these great personalities were assembling to hear this recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So much so, all the Puranas, six systems of philosophy, personified forms appeared to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All these illustrious demigods started appearing to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All the holy places come, all the holy places, rivers, mountains, forests, all auspicious beings began to descend to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And everyone was very nicely settled to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Kumaras, first of all, describe the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam and they're saying, sada sevya Srimad Bhagavati katha yasya shavana matrena harischittam samashrayet. Are, one should always serve Srimad Bhagavatam, one should always serve Srimad Bhagavatam, because just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? Hari chittam samashrayet. The Lord gets fixed in the heart of a devotee who patiently hears Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's saying further that indeed there is no need to hear many scriptures and Puranas. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam one can attain the highest perfection. If someone just keeps Srimad Bhagavatam in his home, he becomes supremely purified. In fact, if someone is born and he has not made an attempt to hear, chant and remember and study Srimad Bhagavatam, his life is useless. He has simply given labor pains to his mother. You know, when sages can give gali in a very artistic way also. Bekar kahenga. Sirf maa ko prasav vedana dene ke liye paida hua hai. Nalayak kahenga. That means they are very angry also in that mood that you should study, you should read, you should hear. And they are saying that whatever benefits you accrue by taking bath in Ganga, visiting Gaya, Kashi, Pushkar, Prayag cannot compare to those derived from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And one should hear a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam at the time of death and you can actually attain Vaikuntha. Of course, don't try that option. Prabhuji, ye bada abar baat kahi aapne. Kya? Mrityu ke samay ek shlok. Ye theek hai. Apna timer laga ke rakhne ka, maut ke time, Prabhuji, phone lagaunga, utha lena bas. Amitabh Bachchan ke lifeline kaam na kare, aapki jaroor karni chahiye. Main aapko phone lagaunga, shlok mat bhul jana. Page pe likhke rakhna, aur bolna barabar shlok, phir main jaunga. Aise thodi hoti hai. You can't die by planning.
You can organize everything except death. Death gets organized as per your consciousness. If we have lived a life, Ramanujacharya once approached Ranganathan, he's saying, "My dear Lord, you have said, antakalecha mameva, if someone remembers me at the time of death, he comes back to me. What if a devotee who has served you all his life with his heart and soul and energy and everything, at the time of death, because of circumstances, is not able to remember you? Fail! Nahi yaad kar paya aapko. Phir kya hoga?" And Ranganath smiled at Ramanujacharya. He said, "Ramanuja, if someone has served me with all his heart and bhava, he doesn't have to remember me. I force myself into his consciousness. I will appear forceful in his consciousness and elevate him to Vaikuntha. So don't think what will happen at the time of death. Prabhuji, mrityu ke time bhagwan yaad aayenge ki nahi aayenge? Mere ko uska guarantee nahi hai. Right? Wo prasad plate mein gulab jamun naam le to bhagwan yaad nahi aata hai. Tab seminar yaad aata hai. Why do bad things happen to good people?" जब चप्पल स्टैंड पे जूता खो जाता है तब भगवान याद नहीं आता है, ऐसा क्यों हो गया मेरे साथ? मंदिर में भी ऐसा होता है आपके, राइट? ऐसा कैसे हो गया? मैं घर कैसे जाऊं? अभी कल्याण जाना है मुझे और तुम्हारी चप्पल नहीं मिल रही है। वी ऑफन डू सर्विस एट शू स्टैंड, आई एम टेलिंग बाय प्रैक्टिकल रियलाइजेशन, डिफिकल्ट टू रिमेंबर। इवन इफ आई एम ऑन दैट साइड, आई विल ऑल्सो शाउट लाइक दिस ओनली, लाइक इन आवर ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम, एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम पीपल देवर ब्रह्मचारीज वेट टू इनसाइड हिज इनसाइड सीक्रेट, बट ब्रह्मचारी हैड टू लॉक देयर चप्पल। उसके लॉकर में लॉक नहीं है, चप्पल में लॉक है। पता नहीं, क्योंकि कोई भी कहीं भी पहन के चला गया तो मतलब ऐसा हुआ करता था, अभी ऐसा इतना समस्या नहीं है। बट इसका भी एक आनंद है, मुझे नहीं उठाना है वो आनंद, बट ऐसा होता है, राइट? सो शौनकादि ऋषि देन क्वेश्चंस अबाउट how is Bhagavatam so powerful in granting liberation? And then he explains that when Uddhava is asking Krishna, at the time Krishna is departing, he asks Krishna, "You will depart now very soon. Where will people take shelter?" And Krishna invested his potencies in this book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma gyanadhi visaha kalau nishta drishamesha punar ark adunodita. When Krishna disappeared from this world with jnana and vairagya and dharma, where did people get light from? Will get light from? From Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Of course, that book has to be opened also. Because we are very pakka. Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Wo ghar mein jaisi aahe, tashi. Vaisi rakhi rehti ho. Barabar. Prabhuji, dekho, bilkul dhul nahi hai. Ekdam barabar jhad pahunch ho raha hai uska. Right. Sometimes we go to some home and then we say, "Okay, get this canto." The people bring the canto nicely packed in plastic, you know. I said, "Kya khola kyun nahi?" "Nahi Prabhu ji, aapka intezar kar rahe the. Aapke shubh haathon se khulega." "Kab kharida tha?" "7 saal ho gaye." "Par koi baat nahi. Aapne bola Bhagavat ko ghar mein bhi rakho to usse shuddh ho jate hain." So this is called kaimutya nyay. If by keeping Bhagavatam in home you can be purified so much, are Baba, then what will happen by studying it? That is the idea when the scriptures are speaking like this, right? So Kali Yuga people are very lazy. They can, itna ho gaya, bas. Isse aage kuch nahi karenge. Not like that. That is kaimutya nyay. So Krishna has invested all his potency in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then as they are conversing, Bhakti suddenly appears with the two dancing sons, resplendently, and she is decorated with the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam as her ornaments, and everybody start rejoicing, seeing Bhakti Devi. And then Bhakti Devi asks a very beautiful question to the four Kumaras. "Please tell me, where should I reside in Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga is a very, very treacherous age. People will harm me. Please tell me, where should I reside?" And four Kumaras say, "The safest place for you to reside is the heart of a devotee. Please go and take shelter of the heart of a devotee, because that place is always protected by Narayan. You will stay safe. And therefore, if you want bhakti, you have to come in touch with someone who has it. Because she resides only in the heart of a devotee, and only when he heartfully awards it to you, do we receive her." So in this way, Lord appeared later on, the Kumaras began to explain. So people were asking, "Are itna sab bol diya aapne, sab claim kar diya, bhakti can purify, Bhagavatam recitation included. What is your proof? What is the proof that simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam one can become purified of all sinful reactions?" Right? Just like, some TV channel sometimes come and ask questions. आपका क्या विचार है इसके बारे में? आपने इतना बड़ा बड़ा क्लेम कर दिया, सही बताइए, किसी का उद्धार हुआ है हरे कृष्णा करने से? राइट, सो लाइक दैट दे आर आस्किंग क्वेश्चन. एंड एट दैट टाइम फोर कुमारास बिगिन टू एक्सप्लेन द स्टोरी ऑफ हाउ वंस अपॉन अ टाइम ऑन द बैंक ऑफ तुंगभद्र रिवर देर वॉज अ पायस ब्राह्मणा हुज नेम वॉज आत्मदेव. दिस ब्राह्मणा वॉज वेरी एक्सपर्ट इन ऑल काइंड ऑफ कर्म कांडिक रिचुअल्स एंड एवरीथिंग. And very well to do. He was very wealthy, but still he preferred to beg. Not because he wanted more money, but he wanted to remain simple. And he had a wife whose name was Dunduhali. And Dunduhali, it is explained in Padma Puran. Mera apna kuch nahi. Padma Puran mein aisa explained, she was very obstinate, very talkative, very quarrelsome, expert at household affair, but very quarrelsome at times. And both of them lived very peacefully, but they had no son. And because they had no son, they were extremely troubled. Atmadev was extremely troubled. So one day he was so hopeless, he went to the forest thinking, kya fayda jeevan ka, right? Sometimes when you are hopeless, you feel disturbed, when you feel lost, you go on marine drive walking, looking into the ocean. Look to the ocean only, no? Not in between. Between you and the ocean, there's a lot of things happening, right? So look at the ocean, look at the forest, and you know, sometimes you become very philosophical when troubles come in life. The best time to preach in a college hostel is the night before the exam. Sab bade atma sakshatkari bhav mein rehte hain. Prabhu ji kya fayda? Ek ladka mere ko phone karke bola, you know, he is next day's exam. Prabhu ji padhne likhne ka kya fayda? Is kitab mein kya rakha hai? मैं बोला बेटा इस किताब में वो रखा है जो तुझे पूरे सेमेस्टर पढ़ना चाहिए था. अभी खोल और पढ़. नहीं पर प्रभु जी पढ़ने लिखने का क्या फायदा, आप ही को देख लो. मैंने कहा मुझे बाद में देखना, पहले अपने आप को देख. राइट, वन तो फेलो आई रिमेम्बर इन माय बीटेक डेज, यू नो वी आर गोइंग टू मेस फॉर आर डिनर एंड देन वन ऑफ माय यू नो रूममेट्स स्टार्टेड इज वॉकिंग विद मी, सडनली बिकम्स वेरी स्लो एंड इज लुकिंग एट द डॉग स्लीपिंग इन द कॉरिडोर ऑफ द हॉस्टल. कुत्ते को देख रहा है, सो रहा है कुत्ता. क्या हो गया? कह रहे यार ये बढ़िया. कोई टेंशन नहीं से, हमें देखो फीस भी भर रहे हैं, इतनी एंग्जाइटी भी, एग्जाम दो, ये लिखो वो लिखो, ऊपर से पिताजी की बेत भी खाओ, इसके मजे आराम से सो रहा है. सो व्हेन पीपल आर कंफ्रंटेड विद ट्रबल्स दे बिकम वेरी फिलोसॉफिकल. So Atmadev became philosophical. What is the use? What is happening in my life? Everything is useless. He goes into the forest. He's thirsty. Sat down next to a pond. Quenched his thirst. And by the will of providence, a sannyasi walks in. And sannyasi asks him, why are you so morose? Why are you so disturbed? And he says, my life is useless because I don't have a son. Nothing is auspicious in my life. Even if I take a cow, she becomes barren. If I take fruits to my home, they become spoiled. If I sow seeds, nothing comes out. My life is ultimately useless because I don't have a son. Swamiji, can you give me a son? Can you give me a blessing that I get a son? Sannyasiji smiled and he looked at Atmadev. He said, you look very disturbed. And this Sannyasi was an astrologer also. So he looked at the forehead of the Brahman and he said, by your reading lines, and sometimes these guys can be very blunt. So be very careful when you take advice from somebody in the renounced order or something. They can be very straightforward. And then he said, Atmadev, by your reading on your forehead, you don't have a son in your destiny for next 7 births. Ye janam chod, agle 7 janam tak tere ko putra prapti nahi hogi. So Atmadev was like, isse kyun pucha maine? Kam se kam agle janam ka to kuch ek hope rehta ki chalo agle janam mein mil jaye. It's just, and he's saying, he's giving him gyan on renunciation. He said, how you should be renounced, how you should not have desires. And when somebody is burning with desire, that's the worst thing you can do to them. To give them gyan. Right? To give them gyan. Sorry to say that, but not sorry to say, but it's a reality of life. You know, one young teenage boy came to me and he's crying. And he said, kya hoga, main so fail ho gaya. Kaafi karan hote hain jab ek jawan ladka rota hai. एग्जाम में फेल हो गया, मोबाइल चोरी हो गया. मोबाइल चोरी पे आजकल कोई रोता नहीं है. या ब्रेकअप हो गया, तो उसका तीसरा कैटेगरी था, ब्रेकअप हो गया और रो रहा है. तो उस समय वो ज्ञान भी नहीं सुन पाता है. उसको बोलो नहीं तू शरीर नहीं तू आत्मा है, कह रहे तू चुप रहो. अभी तो मैं शरीर में ही हूं, आत्मा की बाद में देखेंगे, फिलहाल शरीर की बात करते. सो पीपल आर इमोशनल डिस्टर्ब. सो दिस गाय इज वेरी इमोशनल डिस्टर्ब. ही सेड please do something and give me your son. And sannyasi is saying, why are you hell-bent on getting something which is not in your destiny? Don't, have you not heard Srimad Bhagavatam? Have you not heard about the story of Chitraketu Maharaj? He was hell-bent on getting a son. And what happened? He got a son. He named him Harshoka. And then, he died an unlimited pain in his life. So learn some lessons, Baba. Chill. There's so many nice things to do. Right? And he's not able to listen. He says, Sannyasi Maharaj, give me a son. So Sannyasi then gave a nice fruit. And he told that, please go and give this fruit to your wife. Ask her to perform austerities and penances and eat only once in a day for one full year. And after one full year, you will be blessed by a son. Atmadev was very happy. He ran back to the home and said, Bhagavan! Hamari samasya ka samadhan ho gaya. And Bhagavan, ne kya ho gaya? Ye phal khao. Ye bataya nahi ki mango tha ya apple tha, but phal khao. Right? Phal khao aur is phal ko khane ke paschat tum ek putra ko janam dogi. So wife smiled externally, took the fruit. And you know, Dhunduhali was little different kind of lady. So she was cribbing. She started talking to her friend. Hare, this is very big anxiety. If I eat this fruit and actually become pregnant, my God, then I can't walk. And what if I can't walk and if the house catches fire, I'll die. And then at the time of delivery, if the child gets stuck in the birth canal, I'll die. And then I'll be so weak because there will be so many restrictions. And then my co-wife, my, you know, Nand will come and my Devarani will come and she will take away all the, you know, produces from my house. And this is very bad. I don't want to. And it's better to stay widow or it's better to stay barren than to have a son and then to give birth to a son and then to take care of them. Hi, hi. So the friend said, Mat kha phir. Itna kya load le rahi hai? Mat kha phir. Theek hai. So then her sister came. And the sister said, what is the problem? He said, this is the problem. I don't want to give birth to someone. Yaar, bahut tension wala kaam. Mar aagi to. Right? Tabhi to cesarean ka bhi option nahi hai. To I don't want to take that chance. So she said, okay, fine. I am pregnant. And my husband is more interested in money than the son. So what we will do is, I'll give birth to a son. I'll give it to you. You just give him some bucks. Right, few gold coins, you just arrange for that. And then I'll come and take care of the son and then chill, we'll take care of it. And they both were very happy with this whole plan. And then finally, she said, what to do with this fruit? He says, gaay ko khila dete hain. Dekhte hain ki, kaam karega, nahi karega. In sanyasiyon ka kya pata, aajkal kuch bhi keh dete hain, fruit khalo, ye ho jayega, ya khala, aise thodi hota hai kuch. Phal khalo, aur aise thodi hota hai. They didn't have faith, so they fed it to the cow. And cow accepted it with a very grateful heart. Arewa, very nice fruit has come. And after a few months, Dunduhali's sister gave birth to a son and she brought the son to this lady and then told Atmadev that your wife has given birth to a son. Atmadev was very happy, very big festivity was arranged and everything else. And, you know, it was a very joyous occasion that finally Atmadev got a son and they named the son Dundukari. And after 3 months, the cow also gave birth to a human child. And there was a talk of the town. Are Atmadev pe kitni badi kripa. Do putra utpann ho gaye. And nobody knew except the Supreme Lord that what exactly was going on behind the scene. And Atmadev was very happy on obtaining a son from a cow also. And yet he had ears like a cow. Therefore he named him Gokarna. Now Dundukari and Gokarna were like oxymorons. Ek number ka sadhu aur dusra ek number ka rakshas. Dundukari's childhood play was bacche ko liya aur kuwe mein phek diya. Right? Kisi ke ghar ko aang laga di. No, rocket nahi chhodta tha wo. Jaise Diwali mein log rocket chhodte na, kahin se rocket choda nahi. Ghar ko hi aag laga diya. And Dundukari was like breaking his head. Ye kaisa hai yaar ye, isse acha to nahi hota. And then he's remembering the words of the sannyasi and this and that. He's so much troubled by all the activity that his son was doing. And Gokarna comes to him and gives him again gyan on vairagya. But after experience, sometimes gyan helps. Prabhuji, theek keh rahe aap. Keh rahe, bataya toh pehle tha. Keh rahe, pata nahi tha. Par abhi samajh mein aa raha hai baat. So then he understood. He went to the forest, recited Bhagavatam, went back. And then when the Atmadev had disappeared, then only Dunduhali was remaining. So Dundukari started tormenting her so bad. He started beating her for money and everything else. And one day Dunduhali became so troubled. At dead of night, she just walked out of the home without being noticed by anyone and just jumped into a well and drowned. Killed herself. Bete se pratadit hoke maa ne khudkushi kari. Headlines. Tungbhadra Times. right? Mar gaye bechari. And then Dundukari started living in that house where his ancestors had lived. Gokarna, after seeing that mother, father have already gone, he went to a pilgrimage. And Dundukari started living with, you know, 5 prostitutes in that house, looting, stealing, murdering people to somehow fulfill the desires and the demands of all these prostitutes. And one day these prostitutes said, can you get us some nice ornaments? He somehow got those ornaments. And then the evening prostitutes were having all these ishtagoshti. Can't be called ishtagoshti, but goshti. And they're discussing this Dundukari's future. How do you think about it? He's stealing and burning everything like that. One day the king will catch him and will punish him. And if he punishes him, all 5 of us will also be caught. So before king punishes him, let us only punish him. Apuni uda de desu. So all 5 of them seduced him very nicely. In the night he's sleeping and they tie his hands and legs and they try to strangulate him. But he's so powerful, man, he's not getting killed easily. So one of the ladies got a burning log of wood and thrusted it into his mouth. Wo jalta hua angara uske muh mein dal diya. And then he got burnt inside and he was died. He was dead and they buried him inside that house only and left. All the 5 prostitutes disappeared. Shastra says these 5 prostitutes are like the 5 senses, which are trying to usurp the true wealth of a living entity. And this guy, because this gentleman did not have this antim samskar or whatever happened, and he became a ghost. Gokarna came to know about this story of how his son, how his brother had died, and therefore he performed the Shraddha ceremony at Gaya. And after traveling to various holy places, he comes back to his home, and he's staying in that house at night. And at night, this Dundukari understood that my brother has come. So he started appearing in various kinds of shapes and forms just to attract his attention. Now he's a ghostly body, ethereal body. So he started appearing as a strange buffalo, a dog, a wolf, and all that tiger and everything. And finally appeared in the form of a human in front of him. And Gokarna looks at him and he understands that it's a ghost who is trying to change forms. And he's asking him, who are you? He gathered some courage to ask question also. Who are you? Aadhe to bhaag hi jaate, pata nahi kahan se aa gaya yaar. And he understood, ye apna hi hai koi to. But he's not able to speak. So Gokarna takes some drops of water and throws it at Dundukari. And because of that purification, some sinful reactions are removed. Therefore, he's able to express. And he said, I am your brother Dundukari who has become a ghost because of all my sinful activities. Do something! And Gokarna said, I've already done. I went and performed Shraddha ceremony at Gaya. And Dundukari is like, ha! Shraddha ceremony at Gaya? Even if you perform hundreds of Shraddhas, nothing will happen to me. Bhai ko nahi janta tu? छोटा मोटा थोड़ी किया अपने काम लेवल है यार कुछ व्हाट ऑल आई हैव डन व्हाट ऑल सिंपल एक्टिविटीज आई हैव डन यू आर सेइंग सम श्राद्ध हियर देयर विल हेल्प मी डू समथिंग थिंक ऑफ समथिंग मोर पावरफुल रिलीव मी ऑफ दिस ट्रबल एंड यू कांट टेक पंगा विद हिम ऑल्सो राइट घोस्टली फेलो यू कांट इवन रन अराउंड समवेयर ही विल फॉलो यू सो ही स्टार्टेड मेडिटेटिंग ऑल नाइट व्हाट शुड बी द सॉल्यूशन व्हाट शुड बी द सॉल्यूशन व्हाट शुड बी द सॉल्यूशन ही कुडंट फाइंड अ सॉल्यूशन. And next day morning, he called all the pandits. Pandits are all confused. Everybody is confused. And then they gave one good suggestion. He said, why don't we ask Sun God? So Gokarna stopped Sun God by the power of his austerities and he asked Sun God, please tell me, what is the solution? How can my brother be relieved of this misery? And Sun God just said, very simple. Just recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And the news spread. Gokarna heard this, that Srimad Bhagavatam needed to be recited, and the news is spread all over the villages that Gokarna is going to recite Bhagavatam to deliver his brother, and anyone who happens to hear this Bhagavatam will also get amazing amount of benefits. So everybody, all people were suffering, old people, blind people, Langala Lula, everybody, all of them came. It's a huge Pandal program. And Gokarna, anyone who was disabled in various shapes and forms, they all came with this utter desperation to get delivered from this misery, with this suffering. And Gokarna very sweetly started explaining, started reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Now because our Dundukari didn't have a body, so he accepted a bamboo stick to sit in. And that bamboo had 7 knots in it. And he was hearing attentively the Bhagavatam. And something very peculiar was being observed. Every day evening, when Gokarna would be about to finish his recitation for the day, one of the knots will blow off in the bamboo. And at the end of 7 days of recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, a brilliantly effulgent personality with blackish complexion, dressed in yellow garments and beautiful garlands, came out, appeared from that bamboo stick. And he went and thanked Gokarna. He said, "Thank you, Gokarna. I am your brother Dhundukari, who has been delivered simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam." And then an airplane from Vaikuntha appeared and took Dhundukari with him. So as they were about to take Dhundukari, Gokarna thought, "Yahan pe to gadbad hone wali hai. Yahan pe to mob fight ho jayega." And he asked in the presence of everybody, "Are everybody heard Bhagavatam? Why are you only taking Dhundukari with you? Only he got delivered." He said, "Let us get settled here only, Papa, otherwise they will catch my neck later on." He said, "Bhai, apne bhai ko bhej diya tune, haan, sahi, theek hai tera. Hum sab yahan latak gaye." So therefore he asked them, "Explain here, why did only Dhundukari is going and we are all, the rest are not?" And the Vishnu Dutas, they explain, "It is because of the intensity of Dhundukari's reception. He was fasting and he was totally..." Fasting is not important, Arjun. Fasting is just incidental. But the point is, he was desperately focused in receiving the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And our various limbs of devotional service, they bear fruit in proportion to our intensity and purity with which we apply ourselves to that process. Because Dhundukari was so attentive, he is getting this result immediately. And all the people who had assembled, they said, "Are, pehle batana chahiye tha yaar. Tum yaar baad mein batata hai." Right? Sometimes, you know, we do Bhagavad Katha and you tell Shrutifal later on. And then, "Prabhuji, ye pehle batate to attentive rehna tha na apne ko." But then that attention becomes very causal. Right? That becomes with fruitive mentality. Therefore, Shrutifal never comes in the beginning. It always comes at the end. And then once, they all started saying, "Gokarna, dubara bol." Gokarna said, "Abhi to 7 din bola, dubara kaise?" "Nahi, nahi, dubara bol. This time we'll be very attentive." So after 2 months, after I think Shravan Mas was over, he again recited Srimad Bhagavatam, and this time something very wondrous happened. On the final day of the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally came from Vaikuntha with his associates and devotees, and he embraces Gokarna and takes everyone, irrespective of the background they had, back to Vaikuntha. So 4 Kumaras, Chatush Kumara, they are explaining this. They explain this story in Padma Puran to show the power and potency of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, it might not happen in your and my life. After 7 days of reading Bhagavatam, "Prabhuji, kuch ho hi nahi raha hai. Kuch bamboo phata hi nahi. Kya ho gaya? Apna to..." So, right? No bamboo is rectifying. Right? Not even a glass is moving because of me reciting Bhagavatam. That's not the purpose of, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is Shrunutam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridantasthu Bhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. Purpose of Bhagavatam is when we actually hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the results that we attain is we start experiencing Krishna's miracle presence in our otherwise contaminated heart. Shrunutam Swakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridantasthu Bhadrani. Those impurities which are accumulated in the deep recesses of our heart, vidunoti, is totally removed. Why Krishna takes the role of a janitor in the heart of his devotee? Suhrit Satam. Because he is the well-wishing friend of those who dedicate their lives to hearing about his glories in the mood of humble oral reception through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam is... He's saying, "Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamu Dukkha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param." I offer my respectful obeisance to the Supreme Personality of God at Sri Hari. Why? Because simply by chanting of these holy names, all sinful reactions, inclinations are all destroyed. Sarva Papa Pranashanam. And that is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, to actually glorify, hear and chant the name and fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And with this human form of life, where we have so much facility to hear about Krishna, we should utilize this opportunity, this time that we have at our disposal, in immersing ourselves in hearing about Krishna. Nardeha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulen anabhasvateritam puman virajjetana taritsa atmaha. If someone has attained this human form of life, nardeha madhyam sulabham, you have attained it without you doing anything about it. We didn't do anything to obtain this human form. We didn't go hovering in the sky, choosing the city in which we want to be born, choosing the parents where we want to be born. No. We got this human form. It is sulabham, at the same time it is sudurlabham. It is not so easily obtained. Right? And in this plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam, if people who are very fortunate, they get the association of saintly people. Like all of us have received the blessed association of Srila Prabhupada. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam. He becomes like the captain of the boat of this human form. And mayanukulen anabhasvate eridam. There are so many people, saintly people speaking so many things. Right? Giving so many varieties of explanations of how you can perfect your life. But someone who is actually presenting scriptures as it is. Mayanukulen anabhasvate eridam. Those breeze, those instructions of the scriptures are like the breezes which takes this boat in the right direction. But Puman Virajyeta, if someone doesn't take advantage of this, Sa Atmaha. Shastras are saying, sages are saying, they are getting angry at a person like that and they're saying, he is a killer of the soul. Now soul cannot be killed. But this analogy is given to show that this is a very, very abominable kind of activity, abominable kind of misuse of independence, that if after getting so much opportunity, we are still missing the chance of absorbing ourselves in Harikatha and Harikirtan. And this is a very auspicious month, and I was told that Srimad Bhagavatam is available at a discounted price even today. So those of you who want to purchase, get a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam from the book godown, please take it. It's a one-time investment. It's not like, you know, your newspaper that you have to keep purchasing every day. Once you have it in your home, you can read it whenever you like to. Right? But it's a great investment. It's a great privilege to have Srimad Bhagavatam sitting in our homes and be blessed by its worthy instructions. So this is the beautiful glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought on the occasion of Bhadra Purnima, I'll narrate this auspicious narration to further fortify our fragile faith in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam and be nourished by the descriptions of Sri Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. So now there will be kirtan. So kindly participate and make your life blessed. Hare Krishna.